For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Gavin Mize from Augustana Lutheran Church in Hickory, North Carolina.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we look at our text for today, particularly at verse 10 of Ephesians, we see a popular verse, putting on the armor of God, the whole armor of God. Now, this is quite popular, and you have heard it mostly probably because you have been to the mall and gone by a kiosk and seen something witty put on a t-shirt or on an armband or a bracelet or something like a keychain, something witty as an armored up, something that may sound amusing to some kind of youth retreat. However, that's not exactly what the text is saying. It's not saying at all. It's not meant to be used as a gimmick, but rather as a reminder of what God has done for you, the sinner, the one who sits in judgment of God, the one who by thought, word, and deed has not fled for refuge to his infinite mercy, but has withdrawn, vulnerable and naked, into the world, where the prince of this world prowls around looking for you, tender-skinned, exposed, and covering up your head with your arm, hoping that your iniquities will not be seen by anyone. Dear friends in Christ, you have sinned against God and you are aware of this. You come to hear the Word of God preached, to receive His holy sacraments, so that it may be well with you, as we see earlier in our text. That we honor our father and mother, and with this commandment, we see the promise that it may be well with you and you may live long in the land. You see, as we continue in that verse, we find bond servants and masters as well, that you are either free or you are a slave. And that's not exactly true either, because either you are a slave to sin or, as we see in our text, you are a slave to Christ. There is no true free, but there is slavery in Christ, which is freedom from sin. And so when we look at the whole armor of God, we look at it as we do a knight who went towards jousting, as was popular in the Middle Ages. No knight was strong enough to put on his own armor. He had to have a squire. He had to have someone to place this armor onto him, for it was too heavy, too difficult, too laborious for him to put on himself. And so the squire would put this armor onto his knight. He would take the whole armor and place it onto the knight passively. The belt, the breastplate, hand him the shield, place the helmet upon his head and the sword in his hand, that in the end he would be kept alert and preserved. So it is with us, dear Christian friends, that we have been passively given the whole armor of God in our baptism, that it would be well with us and that we would receive the forgiveness of Christ, who from the cross gives us all that is needed, that we in prayer and supplication would keep alert and with all perseverance make supplication for all of the saints. We pray and give thanks to Christ, who is our King, the King who died and the King who picked his life back up again, that king who did so, so that you would be baptized and forgiven. That king placed his armor on you through baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Gavin Mize from Augustana Lutheran Church in Hickory, North Carolina, for today's meditation on God's Word.